Hello, rap fans. It's Richard Herring here. Thank you for listening to my podcasts, powered by Acast Plus. Do tell your friends if you think they might enjoy them too. And do come and see me on tour in my show, Can I Have My Ball Back? Go to richardherring.com/ballback/tour for all tour dates, going to lots of places in the UK. Some extra gigs added in London at the Leicester Square Theatre and the Bloomsbury Theatre. The Leicester Square Theatre first gig is very nearly sold out, so do rush along to those shows, London, if you want to come along. Some of the shows selling fantastically well, some of them selling pretty badly. Hello, Swindon. Do you know I'm coming to your town? Please buy some tickets. And I do have to give a trigger warning. I've done the show only a few times and 6 men have passed out. After the bit where I explain what happens to you during an operation for testicular cancer. So, are you man enough to handle my balls? Only come if you are, have lots of balls and are not scared of balls. There is some mild testicle trauma involved in this story of testicular cancer. It's mainly funny, though, and if you don't come, that means you're scared to come, and I'm going to judge you, so... It's like going on a fairground ride, so do come along. It's going to be very exciting to see if you make it through. I'll give you a badge if you make it through unscathed. Anyway, come and see the tour, richardherring.com for all that news. Some great Rahulastapas coming up, I have to tell you, in the next few weeks. The tour was a lot of fun. Thanks very much to everyone who came. Sit back, relax, and enjoy my stupid fucking podcast.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Richard Herring's meaning in life.
So, to find out all about love, we have an expert on love. She's a writer, journalist for The Independent and The Oldie, and an agony aunt. Will you please welcome the fantastic Virginia Ironside, ladies and gentlemen? Lovely to meet you. Just saw you backstage. Hello, Virginia.
Hello.
You are an agony aunt, so I'm presuming you know all about love. What is love, anyway? And does anybody love anybody, anyway? Those are my first two questions to you.
God, that's a bit of a mean question. Honestly, I'm asked about people being in love, but the whole thing about what is love is incredibly difficult. It's like a piece of soap. You can't define it. Apparently the Greeks said there were 4 different kinds of love. There was a love of God, a sort of spiritual one, a love of your children, a love of your friends, and erotic love, which is a love of... the opposite sex.
It's best of all when it's all 4 together.
And I suppose there's also love of your football team, I suppose. But yeah. So which one are we going to address today?
Well, I think we're looking more towards the erotic / romantic.
Yeah, I think
love.
We are.
I think we'll go for because I think we've dealt with parental love. I think. Look, the smoke machine's not only working; it's working on its own now. It's working just a little bit too well. It's a bit sarcastic, this smoke machine. So, does anybody love anybody anyway? These are Howard Jones from the 1980s, 2 questions. What is love anyway? Difficult to say. Does anyone love anybody anyway? Yes. That's that answered.
Yes,
some people definitely do. Yeah. So, about romantic, erotic love, do you think it's possible to have them separately? Is it possible to have romantic love that is not in any way erotic? Or is there always a sexual element to that kind of love, do you think?
I suppose you could have a romantic love that, yes, yeah, up to a point. What I always get irritated by is when people write to me and say, the problem is, they say, I love him, but I'm not in love with him anymore. And I think, you lucky people. I mean, you don't want to be in love. It's a nightmare.
Yeah.
Loving someone is what it's all about, being kind and nice and honest. But to be in love, you're in a state of... I mean, it's like taking drugs. You're just bonkers.
Yeah.
And I don't much like it. I've been in love several times myself. And now, if it creeps up on me, I do my best to keep it from the door. I'm very wary. I think, watch out. This is no good.
Can you control? I mean, because that's what because often people fall in love with the wrong person, and then are they able to, you know, say they're... sister's husband or whatever. That's happened to me. It's very, you know, is it possible to stop it, or is it a roller coaster that you can't stop?
Well, it's funny that, isn't it, the falling for the wrong person, because usually one falls for the wrong person again and again and again, and yeah. We've seen it with friends, I'm sure you have. You know, they break
I've
up.
I've seen it with my own life, to be honest.
They break up with some nightmare they've been going out with, and you think, oh, at last, you know, we'll be able to ask him round with somebody decent. He goes and picks another nightmare exactly the same. It's just that he can't resist it, and then another one and another one. It's as if people... My theory about love, which is, I mean, it's, I don't know how good it is, but it's, I think that the minute we come out of the womb, we're in a state of loss and misery, and we all want to get back that connection with your mother, I suppose. So you're always, as you grow up, after you've grown up...
There's no one else available.
And as you get older... When you're independent, you're looking for some other half that's going to fit you and make you whole. And it never really works. You really have to work at loving yourself first, and then you can love somebody else. But if you're always going through needing this other bit of the jigsaw to fit into you, I don't think that's ever going to operate very well. It's like ivy growing into a trellis. It's you know, it's always a bit unstable. And also, when it's combined with erotic love, which doesn't actually last. I mean, how long have you been married?
Well, I've been married for 2 years, but we've been together for 6 years. So, yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. But also, I'm like 46 now, so, you know, it's...
Yeah.
I'm lucky if it, you know... Lucky if it, you know, it pops up at all, let alone if anything comes out at the end. Creeps up my urethra. Which way will it go? I was going to be polite with you, Virginia. I'm sorry. Terribly, terribly rude of me. But is there something in... I mean, I did, but it was weird with me. I mean, I think when I was a kid and younger, when I was a young man, I was really into this idea of meeting the one person. And it really didn't happen for me in that way. And my parents met when they were 13 and have been together ever since, and are still, you know, they're still together 60-odd years later. So, you know, I had that as the example. And then I think when my relationship with my first girlfriend didn't work, I assumed I would marry my first girlfriend. I didn't even have sex with her. But she was 14, so it's fair enough. She was 16 by the end. It's, you know, so I think I kind of went the other way. But you sort of so want... We've over-romanticised love, I think, to the extent that in reality, having a relationship is different than just having sex with someone and that excitement of that.
I mean, the arranged marriages work.
Yeah.
So... And there's a huge emphasis on love, it seems, at the moment. When I was young in the 60s, of course, it was all about sex. And then I remember getting letters about, you know, people would think that if they didn't have simultaneous orgasms with their partners, there was something terribly wrong with the relationship and they should get divorced straight away. And if they didn't enjoy sex, that was it. I mean, sex was the big... predictor, really, of whether a relationship would work or not. I remember reading that if you didn't have an orgasm, you were likely to get cancer. You know, you were an uptight, miserable person. But now it seems to have changed a bit, and it's all you've got to love, or rather be in love with your partner before it's going to work. I think it's another myth. I think you've just got to... I think if two people who find each other reasonably attractive and decide that they're going to be really kind and honest with each other and make a go of it, I think that'll be... I think of you, you could pick, 10, 20 people here? You could get on with them perfectly well
if you put
your mind to it.
Not in my audience. I mean, for the guys, yeah, there'll be 10 women who are women, so that'll do for these fellas at the front. But the girls go, well, not, no, 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 no. He's all right. But that's what I find interesting is because, you know, this idea, I mean, it's over-romanticising, this idea there's one person in the world just for you and you've got to find them and you eventually you'll find them. A, grow up. B, if that's true, it's a bit kind of tight to make me wait 40 years till I find my one. Exactly. It's a bit but, you know, in the old days, you'd be in a village and you'd just presumably marry whoever was kind of about the same age as you. If you go to the Big Brother house, it's 12 people in the Big Brother house, two people always fall in love with each other, at least for a short while. If it's Lee Ryan, he falls in love with a couple of people back and forth. So, if in 12 people, two people have fallen in love with each other, that's not a very special thing.
No, it's not, no. And you always want to fall in love with, or people usually do, fall in love with people they think are similar in some way. So, on the whole, people from the same social backgrounds or the same village, as you say, get together. Or even, I mean, I remember basing quite a lot of love affairs on, whether they liked the same films as me. The minute that I met somebody and they said, God, I thought the King's Speech was crap or something, I'd say, oh, so did I. And, you know, I'd think, ooh.
So did I, Virginia.
We're...
Just found out you live really close. My wife can, I'll let you know when my wife's out. Bang! I think, I was quite cynical about love, and then I did, throughout my 20s and 30s, I think, when I was younger, I was kind of over-romantic and to a degree that just put people off. Because, that's it's an odd balance, isn't it?
It's not nice.
If you come straight in and go, I love you, it's going, oh, blimey.
Too many flowers.
Yeah. No. Well, I said earlier about the link between being in love and stalking someone and how it's essentially the same thing, but they like, someone in love likes it. But I remember when I was in my early 20s, I fell in love with someone I was working with, and she was a bit on and off with me in that she would encourage me, and occasionally we'd meet up and get together, but most of the time she was sort of trying to keep it a secret. And I remember one time kind of thinking, oh, I'll surprise her. This will be great. I'll go to her house with a bottle of wine and some flowers, and I'll surprise her. So I kind of went and bought a bottle of wine. I didn't have any money, so I bought a cheap bottle of wine, and I bought, some flowers, not from a garage, but as close, out of a bucket from a newsagent. And she wasn't in, so I sat on the front step for a while with this red wine and these flowers, which I noticed were quite dead. And then eventually, after 2 hours, I kind of gave in and left the wine and the flowers, the dead flowers, on her doorstep. And that's kind of a bit more scary than romantic, to get home and think, fuck, there was someone here, he's left me some dead flowers. So it doesn't quite work the way you think it is, but you become sort of obsessive. And it's not really and then it puts people off.
The truth is that I don't think those romantic gestures are awfully easy, and they don't really work. Not for me anyway. I mean, somebody putting the bins out and wiping the kitchen surfaces. Oh, that's romantic.
It's the way I dirty the kitchen surfaces that are annoying for my wife. So what do you think happens when we fall? Because I did have this kind of weird experience when I fell in love with my wife, in that I was, I was sort of bowled over, and it was like a drug. I think you mentioned it being like a drug, but it was, she completely overtook my mind, like a virus, really. But in these early stages of it, it was this weird thing of feeling something trying to pull me back towards it, which is obviously, an imaginary thing, but and going weak at the knees, and then I didn't see her for 2 weeks, and I couldn't think of anything else but her for 2 weeks.
That is odd, because there was a report recently about love at first sight, and what the scientists said, and you know what scientists are like, they said that you never do fall in love at first sight. What you do is you rationalise it afterwards. So you see somebody, and then it all works, and then you say, oh, I fell in love. So are you sure you're not inventing this?
I'm definitely not. I would say... I'm definitely not inventing, but I would say that's true to the extent that if she had got... if she'd... 2 weeks later said no, which she nearly did. I met with her and I said, look, something's going on and isn't there between the two of us? And she said, no, there isn't. And I went, oh, okay, I really thought there was. And she said, well, maybe there is, but I can't do anything about it because of circumstances at the moment. But, at that time, I was clearly ready to get into a relationship. And a couple of months before, I'd seen someone in a bar and really liked them. And then MySpace them, that's how long ago it was, a bit too, they hadn't replied. And then I MySpace them again because I thought it was weird they hadn't replied. And then MySpace them again. Yeah. And then you get the point where, oh, now I'm in trouble because now I've MySpace them 3 times. And they're not replying. So, but if she'd got back to me, we'd at least have been probably going out yeah. at that stage. So yes. I wouldn't have met my wife, or no. I would.
Right.
But now I've kept her just on the side as a little. I'd have met her. I would definitely have met her and definitely fallen in love with her, whatever was going on. So yeah, I mean, I think there is. You do justify it afterwards, certainly. I think to an extent, but it was really. I mean, it was really sweet. I can show you. I mean, I could show you all the messages I sent to her. So they were definitely. It was definitely there, but it was. I don't know. It's an odd thing. What do you think is going on? Do you think it's? Is it just chemical? Is it? Because it didn't even really feel like massively sexual to me. It felt like a spiritual thing. I still did want to have sex with her, but not. I didn't have sex with her for quite a while. I usually would have sex with someone straight away, right? You young people, straight away, wouldn't it? No, okay. Yeah, yes. That's the one fella there, bang. That was for you. Hello, bang. So, you know, it felt more spiritual and romantic. Are you analysing me and getting some answers to my problems?
Was it because she looked? What does your mum look like?
Oh my God, my mum looks like Bobby Robson, the footballer. And so does my wife. Now I've just seen it. I don't think she really looks like my mum. Look a bit like your mum. But I hadn't met your mum then. Does that mean I fancy her mum? No, I don't think it was an Oedipal thing.
Is she your type?
She's funny. I liked her because she's funny, and I'd seen her do comedy, and she was very funny. I actually wasn't my type. I really, one of the first physical thing, apart from her being very pretty, was that I noticed she had very long legs, and I'd never really been into legs before.
But you'd seen her doing comedy before?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, well, you knew what she was like, but it wasn't love at first.
It was. You had plenty of time
rubbish,
to think. Well, I kind of did as well. I'd seen her a few months before we properly met. But
I think it was all building up to this year.
Bang.
The fires had been stoked and suddenly it erupted.
Not straight away. I can... 5 or 10 seconds. I can hold on. The simultaneous orgasm was very, you know, I'm just happy if I come, to be honest. Are you?
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Let me see what else I've got for you. Do you think there is a... So we did kind of touch on this slightly. Do you think there is a sort of 7-year time limit that I'm now approaching in this relationship? Is it a 7-year itch? Is it the time taken to... There's a theory, isn't there, that you fall in love with the time it takes to have and raise children to the state they can look after themselves a bit, and then the love dies.
That's right, but it's now shorter time, isn't it? Or have they done it longer? I can't remember, but I know the itch comes probably 5 years these days, yes. It's rather like the Grand National, I think, being married. It's if you can get over, what is it, Baker's Leap or whatever it's called. Yes, and if you can get over, then you're in the long straight. But you've just got to get over the humps, and then by the time you've been together 30 years, you're so intertwined and so sort of unable to disentangle yourself. Even if you don't like each other, your lives are all sort of twisted around each other and you've got friends and the whole support system has been created. You can't possibly split.
No.
So you just got to get over those beaches, what do you know?
But the modern world is, you know, is different, isn't it? It is, and I think because people have too high an expectation for love. So a lot of people will throw away a relationship that's perfectly good. I'm sure that I must have done this a lot. I had a lot of girlfriends and a lot of them were really lovely, but you manufactured some problem with them.
No, that whole idea that that your partner has to be perfect. There are so many people who write to me saying, I can't find anyone. What am I going to do? And I just say, lower your standards. Just a bit. You'll find someone easily.
I think that is true. And what's quite interesting, I think I talked about this in my show, What is Love Anyway, but it's kind of interests me that when people have this idea that love is so much more than sex, sex isn't important. When you're in love with someone, sex is the least important thing. But you're in love with them and sex is not about sex at all. But then if you're in a relationship and one of you has sex with someone else, suddenly that's bumped up right back to the top again. That's the most important thing. You'd think that if being in love, if you love someone spiritually, it'd be more upsetting that they'd had a good conversation with someone else. But there's not rarely divorces over that. Nearly always sex.
Well,
so
I don't know. I'd be jolly cross if somebody had a spiritual relationship with somebody else. I think if they had a one-night stand, I'd just think, oh, God, how irritating. But if they were to follow some guru and find a huge bond and with some other... I would be really cross. Yeah. I wouldn't like it a bit, no. Because I'm the one they have the spiritual bloody relationship with.
So is there an element of sort of insecurity about it, I suppose, and selfishness about it? Because if you love someone, you want them to be as happy as they can possibly be. If they then meet someone who makes them happier than you do, you should go, oh, I love you, off you go. I'm great. I'm delighted you found someone better than me. I want you to be as happy as you can be. Or no, stay with me and be a bit unhappy, because... there's an insecurity in there, isn't there in these worries?
Well, that's with couples. But of course, I mean, with friends, one hopes one's pleased when they find people. But with partners, it doesn't work like that, does it? No, you don't want them to be happy.
You just want to... It's like, well, Larry David talks about being like a competition. Marriage becomes a contest rather than... So you're fighting against each other, trying to beat the other person in every eventuality, which is... And do you think the increased lifespan that we now enjoy in this modern world is a problem for long-term love? Because in the medieval times, you'd fall in love with someone at maybe 14 or 15 or 16, but they'd be dead by the time they were 23.
Exactly. Yes, I do think it's a problem. Yeah. I can't think how anybody could really bear to be with somebody quite that long. People have married 50 years. I don't get it, because they... Either they both haven't changed, in which case there's something really kind of creepy about them, or they have, and they I don't know how they work it out, unless they've managed to change in harmony all the way along, which I don't think is possible. I hate to say it, but are you going to be married forever?
I don't know. I mean, she's going to realise at some point that she could do a lot better than this. See, she's still very happy. As long as she keeps getting chocolates every Valentine's Day, she's... It could be as simple as that.
I hope you are.
I hope so. I mean, I think we're all, yeah, I've got a thumbs up. I'm doing all right, 6 years in. Hooray! Yeah. I reckon I could do better.
I do think I really do think it comes down to, as long as you're honest and kind, you really don't have to worry about anything else. That is all. And everybody I know of my age, they say, why did we never know that when we were young? Why were we looking for people who were good looking or who had money or who were clever? That doesn't matter at all. Kind and honest, that's all you need to have.
What about unkind and dishonest people? Are they never allowed to be in love with anyone? That's them. Get out. Bad luck. You're on your own. It'd be nice. Soon an evolution would work and there'd be none of those people left. I mean, I did a show in 2004 where I did the 12 Tasks of Hercules, a modern-day version.
Mm.
I decided to change a few of them because they were stupid. And one of the things Hercules did was he impregnated 50 women in a night. So I decided to do that.
In
one night, he impregnated 50 women, which is quite impressive.
Yes.
Because I'm, you know, after the third one, I'm pretty much shooting dust. I decided to date 50 women in 50 consecutive nights was my take on this non...
Now, could we have a definition of what you mean by date?
Well, go out for a date. What happened?
But not impregnate.
I didn't, as far as I know, impregnate any of...
Any of them?
I don't think I did,
no. 50 dates and no impregnation?
No impregnation. Okay. I'm very careful, gentlemen. And, you know, obviously I didn't have sex with any of them. it was a very good idea, Virginia. I think it was actually a very for dating. I think it's a really good idea because I think a lot of people do stick to type. So a lot of people think, oh, this is my type of person, and then they're waiting for something to come along.
Yeah.
And actually, if you're single and other people are single, why not? What it was just going out for a drink or a meal or whatever or an event. I tried to do different things each time with someone I didn't know who was also single.
Yes.
And you discover that basically one in three people you would quite like to see again.
Yes.
And actually it's kind of fun and it's lighthearted and no one's taking it seriously. And you're not thinking, oh, we're going to get married, just thinking, let's have some fun. And it worked quite well. And also the honesty of it, like a lot of guys, you know, men, I think you think, oh, if I'm playing the field, I've got to lie and keep this one, spin the plates. But actually, I was completely honest and upfront about everything that was happening. And it just actually, if you want to be cynical, being honest worked a fucking treat. So if you want to be one of those guys, be honest. And then, you know, I don't know if there was an element of... I mean, obviously, I'm pretty incredible, so lots of girls were interested in me. But I don't know if there's an element of it being like a competition. If there are 50 people and you think, well, that's like a competition, will I win?
No, I always remember a friend of mine who got millions of women just by saying, I have no interest in commitment at all.
Yeah.
And they all, every one of them fell thinking, but I'm going to change you.
But also, I think, no, lots of women aren't interested in commitment as well.
And
so
they are,
so therefore, if you're honest about it, you don't... The awful thing to do in dating is to string someone along and go, yes, I'm in love with you, I'm in love with you, but I'm sleeping with 49 other women.
Yeah.
But I wasn't sleeping with but, you know, if you're honest and they're up for that as well, then actually that's quite an attractive thing. Certainly in the early days, I think, because you don't want to... None, you know, you don't want... Everyone's a little bit scared of getting committed to someone who's a maniac.
Of course.
One would think... No, maybe not. That's what, if I was an agony aunt, that's what I'd say every time someone wrote in. Just go and date 50 people. I'd say date 7 people in 7 days, and I reckon you'll be going out with someone by the end of the week, or at least 2 people, 2 or 3 people. But in the end, I ended up dating about 6 people for 3 months.
Really?
Yeah, and then I got fed up with it, and I realised I liked one of them more than the rest, and I went out with her for a bit.
So it worked.
I did get I went out with someone for about a year afterwards.
Yeah, well, that's how dating things on the internet work, isn't it? That you just go out with endless people and finally one will tick the box.
And also, if you do 6 at the same time, it's like if you did that consecutively, it would take 18 months, but it only took 3 months to find one. I saved a lot of time.
Yes, exactly.
So it's efficient. So that would be my advice to people looking for love. Don't look for love. Just go out with... I mean, because also, there was loads of people I would meet and I'd go, oh, no, don't, you know... You're not the kind of person I like. But after the 2 or 3 hours with them, you would actually go, oh, there is something there. So you would make a decision about someone straight away. And sometimes it was right, but sometimes it was really wrong. And you would actually get on quite well in the end because you'd been forced to go out with them rather than getting drunk and kissing someone and going, oh, we better go out with each other now. And then to actually... It's my best advice. It didn't work out. That wasn't how I met my wife. But it still was good fun.
I think there are very few people, actually, who after 2 or 3 hours you don't at least like quite. I know it sounds rather sort of hippie, but I think most people are quite nice once you get going.
Yeah, I think you can really get on with most... Unless they go...
Unless they're monsters, yes.
Yeah, I'm in the SS, the new SS part. I hate Jews. Oh, I am a Jewish person. This probably isn't going to work out. Okay. Well, this is good. We're learning. And so, what do you think as an agony aunt? Do you think you have a perspective? Because I had a friend who worked in a gum clinic, a clap clinic. Let's say that. GUM, genitory urinary medicine. Now I can say it. I think it kind of gave you a perspective on life because you saw. I think we sort of pretend. I think people live in this pretense that we're all good and we're all behaving nicely. And if you are an agony aunt or a VD doctor, I think you sort of see the truth of it, don't you? You see the undercurrent that actually there's quite a lot going on underneath that people aren't talking, aren't admitting to.
Well, actually, what you see as an agony aunt is that even when people are cheating, they don't feel good. I mean, if they're writing to me, obviously they're feeling guilty. You understand why they're doing it. You can view their misdemeanors with compassion. So you don't see it as a, you know, oops, saucy, you know, naughty or anything like that. You see it as all very unhappy. Yeah. And I should think it's the same with a gum clinic, actually, yeah. That it may be a good joke in the pub afterwards, but actually it's no fun getting these diseases or, you know, and telling your wife. It's horrible.
I imagine it would be awful. she did say that. I mean, she's been asked out by guys who are coming to her with sexually transmitted diseases, which is quite bold, isn't it? It's like, yeah, I'll chance my arm. I mean, she's touched my penis, so she's definitely up for it. She's touched my diseased penis. Who wouldn't want a piece of that? And you've got to hit them with a pen. If they get hard, Virginia, you don't want it to hit them with a pencil. That's what you do.
Really?
If you hit it with a pencil, that usually makes them go down again. That's what I've learnt from my friend.
So it's not like a knee jerk? It doesn't.
No. Just because I think it's... You just give them a shock and then it goes away. No, it doesn't. Well, it depends on the... Because some people like to staple them to things, don't they? So they go, right, this is definitely the girl for me. And then if they... I suppose you could stab them with a pencil or, you know, try and sharpen the pencil. That would probably put them off.
I wish I'd known that in the old days.
Do you think there's one special person out there for every person in the world? No, grow up.
No.
Grow up. That's brilliant. I think that is absolutely fantastic. Okay. Oh, well, let's ask about it. Why is God so angry when two people fall in love if they are both men? And why is his only... And why does he express his concern in such a scattergun and random fashion by sending a flood? Do you know the answer to that?
Well, you did say you had a relationship with God earlier
on. I did.
And I was a bit nervous about that because I don't actually believe in God. So well, perhaps we're going to have a ding-dong here.
No, OK.
OK. So I don't think God does get cross, and I don't think he exists. So,
you think?
And I don't...
I think you'd be happy, you know. It's kind of nice if two people fall in love, I think. It doesn't really, you know... I mean, that guy's got to fall in love with someone, and it's, you know, to imagine it is hideous, but then it's still there's a part, it's like two... That's the thing I was going to say as well. It's like, my wife forced me to get cats, right, or forced us to get cats. I didn't want cats, because, you know, you've got to clean up their shit and everything, and look after them. But we went into a room and picked two random animals, and we've had them for a year. Now I really love my cats.
Yes.
But if you can fall in love with just two mammals that you found in a room and then just completely randomly, that doesn't say much about love, does it?
It's familiarity, isn't it?
It is. I think I'd be quite upset if anything happened to me. But they're going to just die, aren't they?
It's just the point. Very odd how you never fall in love with other people's cats, isn't it?
Right. Fantastic. Good. I think that is all brilliant stuff. I think we've got a great interview there. So will you please give a massive round of applause to my guest, Virginia Ironside, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. You may now, if you wish, leave. Thank you. That's brilliant. Thank you. We'll share a cab back to Shepherd's Bush.
Richard Terry's meaning in life.
You know, I think that love... you know, it is just a kind of a fanciful, imagined thing. It's kind of a beautiful thing. It's fantastic that I do love my cats. I'm not sure they love me back. I don't think they do. It doesn't matter. That's where love is a wonderful thing. And I am delighted to be in love with my wife, even if it is a metaphysical nicety born out of the basest human needs. It's still a wonderful thing to express. And I hope if you're in love now, that continues. If you haven't found love yet, you'll have... It might not happen to you, but, you know, you might go to Battersea Dog's Home and Cat's Home and just pick a random flea-bitten bit of shit off the... And then within a year, you'll love it, and that'll be the love of a pet, in a way. It's probably the best you're going to do. So that's... No, but that's... But that's nice. And, you know, I am glad. I'm glad because I, as a younger man, I did, you know, I lived until as a sort of itinerant student until I was about 40 years old. It was pathetic. And I think, you know, I think a lot of men my age envied me the freedom I had, you know, doing whatever I wanted, travelling around, having... It was sort of fun up to extent. It's not as good as you think, fellas. I think when you're about 17 or 18, you think it's a good idea to go out and sleep with loads of different people. I think most of us get a bit older, a bit more mature, into our mid-20s. We realise it's more satisfying to be in a long-term exclusive relationship with someone we have genuine feelings for that we cherish and love. Then we get a bit older, into our 30s, and we realise, no, I was right first of all, but it's... Too late, you've got kids now, you'd have to divide up the CD collection, it's more trouble than it's worth. Best just sit it out, wait for the blessed release of death. And that, fittingly, is our next subject. Next month's show will be about death. Do come along again, it's fantastic to see all of you here. Do watch again at home for free. And do spread the news about the podcast and the video to all of your friends. Most of it's going to be free. And thank you so much for coming. That is the end of the show. Good night. Thank you. How'd you like them sky potatoes?
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Thanks for listening. Go to GoFasterStripe.com for all your Rich Herring download and book needs. Go to richherring.com/gigs to find out if Can I Have My Ball Back is coming near to you. And please listen to as many podcasts on this feed as you possibly can and make your family and friends and children and strangers, make them listen too. Do get consent from everyone before you make them listen, though. All right, thanks for listening. Go and listen to another one. Bye-bye.